While Pastor Rice and Bev are touring Israel with Pastor Lee Pickett from March 16th through 31st, here is an entry from Journal of Our Last Trip. You can view the whole journal by visiting our website and clicking Journaling a Preacher's Pilgrimage to Israel, or by going to gsbaptistchurch.com/Israel22. From Half Shekel Journal, number 2, just an excerpt here, it says, Pastor Charlie pulled us from 600 BC back to the present. Look at this great platform that Herod built. That dome and the mosque are each laden with demonic symbols and that represent Satan's presence here. But look back to visualize the temple that stood on this ground. Herod's temple, the temple where Jesus overthrew the tables of the money changers, stood right here. Pastor laid before us the very presence of Jesus in this place, and the authority he always displayed with his presence in the temple. Always? Yes, always. It was as if he owned the place. Jesus' first entry into the temple was with his mother when he was 41 days old, referenced in Luke 2. He was brought here with a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering and a young pigeon for a turtle dove, or a turtle dove, for a sin offering, Leviticus 12, 1 through 8 reference. These were not brought for his purification, as written in the apostate NIV Bible, but for his mother's purification, as it is clearly dictated in the King James Bible. The sacrifices were brought to the door of the temple and offered to, quote, make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of blood, unquote. Luke 2, 21 through 24, and Leviticus 12, 1 through 8. What authority could a 41-day-old have on this entry into the temple? Well, look at the scriptures. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him that by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ, the Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, there in Luke chapter 2, you find again the prophecy given by this great prophet. And again, it says, and there was one Anna, a prophetess. And there in Luke 2, 36 through 38, it gives Anna's testimony of the authenticity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Consider his second recorded entry into the temple at age 12. It is found in the very familiar Bible verse of Luke 2, 41 through 42, the most delightful verse declaring, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Luke 2, 46 through 47. For the next 18 years, the Bible is silent concerning any events in Jesus' life. Some have speculated things, but when God is silent, it behooves his servants to be silent as well. So the next time Jesus was in the temple is sometimes overlooked, but was there with an unprecedented authority. Luke 4, quote, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence." Luke chapter 4, 1 through 2a and verse 9. In the wilderness, he was tempted in the world's barrenness, on the mountaintop in the world's bountifulness, and here in the temple in the world's religiosity. The answer to each temptation was, and still is, "It is written." The devil tempted Jesus there in his temple, and his authority, even against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. His authority was again displayed here in the temple. Pastor Charlie had portrayed for our mind's eye the overthrown tables and the scattering oxen, sheep, and money changers. This happened at the first Passover of his public ministry, and it is recorded in John chapter 2, when the Jews' Passover was at hand. John 2, verses 13 through 19. When Jesus entered the temple, he always wielded a profound authority, as was said. He behaved as if he owned the place. In my recollection of Scripture, and in my pursuing through volume 4, Christology, chapter 11, the harmony of the life of Christ, that's my systematic theology volume. His next entry into the temple was at his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Cross-reference Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and John 12. This triumphal entry into Jerusalem proceeded right into the temple. Picture the crowds. Jesus here displayed all the authority of his 3-year previous Passover time entry and more. When Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, a quote from Matthew 21, 12 through 17. That was Sunday. On the morrow, Monday, after cursing a fig tree, it is recorded, "And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables." Mark 11, 15 through 19 records this. Next, Pastor Charlie focused our mind's eye on Jesus' teaching in the temple. Measure it out verse by verse, and you find that the majority of his recorded public teachings were done in the temple after his Sunday triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The Bible says, "And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him." Luke 21, 37 through 38. Jesus gave testimony of it in Mark 14, 49. "I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled." The chief priests and the elders hated the authority, as recorded in Matthew 21, 23 through 24. Standing here on the Temple Mount, with minds racing through all the things our Lord Jesus Christ said and did here, it was overpowering. I put my pencil and notepad in my coat pocket and clasped Beverly's hand. When our eyes met, we were welling back tears, and we talked often of what it was like to be camped right here close to the throne. This was all of that and more. We dragged our feet at the rear of the crowd as Brother Charlie led us off toward the eastern gate. That ends the excerpt from Half Shekel Journal number 2. I encourage you to, again, look up and read the first half of that journal. It is on our webpage at gsbaptistchurch.com/Israel22. That's Israel with a small I, 22. Lord bless you for listening in today.